For more information on Victory Faith Centre and to download sermons at no charge, visit www.victoryfaithcentre.org.au.
Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Glory to God. Let's open in prayer tonight. Heavenly Father, we praise you and thank you. Thank you, Lord, for your word. Thank you, Lord, for the health and healing that you provide your people. Lord, we ask that as we look into your word, you show us by your Spirit about helping the sick. In the name of Jesus, glory to God. We're looking tonight at helping the sick. So we'll go through the scriptures and we'll touch on three areas about how biblically we should be and can help the sick. It is not just a matter of applying medicines or even just looking after people physically. In order to help people in a long-term way, we need to bring them to the Lord Jesus Christ, bring them to a knowledge of the Word of God and take it from there. So the first thing that the sick need to know if they are to go the Lord's way is that they need to understand sickness as part of the curse. So let's look at Romans 5 verse 12 first of all. Romans 5:12, and we see that even though the Lord made the world, he made it perfect at the beginning, there was an event in history that happened, and that was the fall of man, the rebellion of Adam. And that event in history changed the world and changed creation. And of course, if we look at Romans 5 verse 12, we see what the scriptures tell us about that particular event and how that brought us what we know to be now the curse or the death cycle. So Romans 5, we're looking at just verse 12, and it says, "Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin. And so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned." So we see that the death cycle, the judgment upon sin, entered into the world. As sin entered into the world, there was that death cycle, that judgment that came because of sin. And as it says there, so death passed upon all men. And so we see that all men and women now, they are aging, and obviously they come to the end of their physical life. Now, that doesn't mean that we can't be strong even into our old age. We can be. And the Lord makes it clear that he is the one that takes sickness away from the midst of us. He's the one that's the healer. "I am the Lord that healeth thee," and so on. So we recognise that by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin. If you look also at Acts 10:38, we notice here in Acts 10:38 something about sickness itself. Sickness itself and what sickness itself is attached to. So Acts 10:38, we read how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. So we see that sickness comes under the category of being oppressed of the devil. And you can see that the devil obviously uses the sin that's in the world, uses the curse that's in the world, and has grounds for oppression. Now notice that the Lord Jesus Christ has done and is doing good in the healing ministry. And as he says, as it says there, who went about doing good and healing. So we see that healing is part of God's goodness, praise the Lord. Healing all that were oppressed of the devil. So oppression of the devil is clearly part of the curse, and sickness is in that. We could go, but we don't have time tonight. We could go to Deuteronomy 28, which talks about in the curse of the law, it talks about the sickness that is under that curse, sickness and disease. So praise the Lord. We see that the solution is and must be in the Lord Jesus Christ, and that the sick should be understanding really that sickness is a part of the curse, and God has answered that. We'll look at that in more detail a bit later. So also look at John 5 verse 14, and Jesus makes a very interesting statement here in John 5 verse 14. So John 5:14 is talking about a man that had been healed on the Sabbath day. He was Jesus told him to take up his bed and walk, and he did so. We'll start from verse 13. And he that was healed wist not who it was, for Jesus had conveyed himself away, a multitude being in that place. Afterward, Jesus findeth him in the temple and said unto him, Behold, thou art made whole. Sin no more, lest a worse thing come unto thee. So we see that there is a connection between bad things, or things of the curse, coming to people through sin. And that can be through the atmosphere of sin, through personal sin, and so on. But we see that Jesus made a statement here about not sinning, and he implies here that through not sinning, the worst things or the bad things won't have access to you. And we see here that there was access, or there is access, because of sin. So if we understand that sickness is part of the curse, and the curse is linked to sin, and God has judged sin, and the devil uses sin and the curse, then we can see that we're understanding that there is a big difference between blessing under Christ, under the Lord, and the curse, which is under sin and administered by the devil. The second thing, and this is very, very important, is that the sick should look to God as the healer. Look to God as the healer. If you look at 2 Chronicles in the Old Testament, 2 Chronicles chapter 16 verses 12 and 13, God makes there is a statement here that is very pertinent, very important for us to take hold of. 2 Chronicles chapter 16 verses 12 and 13. And notice what it says. And this is related to King Asa and what he did. And it says, And Asa, in the 39th year of his reign, was diseased in his feet until his disease was exceeding great. Yet in his disease he sought not to the Lord, but to the physicians. And Asa slept with his fathers and died in the 140th year of his reign. So you can see in the 39th year of his reign, he'd reigned quite a while, and in the 39th year of his reign, it says he contracted a sickness, a disease, in his feet. And he died in the 41th year of his reign, the 40th. 140th year of his reign, here it says. So we see that he died very quickly. Now notice what the scripture says. Yet in his disease he sought not to the Lord, but to the physicians. Now, are we against doctors? Well, obviously we're not. Luke himself was a physician, the Bible tells us, and you know, we're not against people are going to doctors and getting advice in that. However, we must understand, and particularly if you're a Christian and you have knowledge of the scriptures, you must go to the Lord first. You must seek him first, because the Bible talks about that the word of God, God's words, are health to all our flesh. They're supposed to be hidden in our heart, and they're health to all our flesh. And that's very, very important. Life to those that find them, and health to all their flesh. In the book of Proverbs, it says that. So we see here Asa did not seek the Lord, but he sought the physician. So he left the Lord out. Now, many people that are sick do that very thing. They leave the Lord out. And that's a big mistake, a very big mistake. If you have a look at 2 Chronicles 26, verse 5, across 2 Chronicles 26 and verse 5, there is a principle here. This is another king, King Uzziah, okay? And notice what it says of this particular king in verse 5. And he sought God in the days of Zechariah, who had understanding in the visions of God. And as long as he sought the Lord, God made him to prosper. So can you see that there is a connection between seeking the Lord and God making you to prosper and be in health? Well, the Bible tells us, for example, in 3 John 2, Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. So as we are allowing our soul to prosper by seeking the Lord, we can prosper and be in health. And you'll notice here the principle, as long as he sought the Lord, God made him to prosper. Now that's the opposite of what King Asa did. King Asa did not seek the Lord, but he sought to the arm of the flesh, he sought to physicians, and left God out. And God wasn't able to prosper him in his body, wasn't able to do anything in his body because he had left God out. That's a big, big mistake. If you look at Hebrews 11, verse 6, you can see the principle is once again explained here. And we'll just bring out a couple of things from Hebrews 11, verse 6 in relation to seeking the Lord. Of course, we must be people that put the Lord first in our life. In fact, our life is Christ. Our life is the Lord's. Okay? And Hebrews 11, verse 6, it says this very important statement. It says, But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is. Okay, so you believe that he exists, but you also believe that he is what he says he is. Does the Lord say, I am the Lord that healeth thee? Yes, yes he does. In Exodus, he tells us that. So we must believe that he is, for example, the healer, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So we see here that if we diligently seek the Lord, God will make us to prosper. He will be able to have an entry into our life to be able to help us in healing and health. And this is very important. It's a very important principle that we believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So we need to keep that into our hearts. And in helping the sick, we teach them to look to God as the healer. To look to God as the healer, and you can get the solution, the godly solution, through that. We won't turn to it, but Exodus 15:26 says, I am the Lord that healeth thee. So when we see in Hebrews 11, verse 6, it says we must believe that he is. We must believe that he is the Lord that healeth us. He heals us. He's not a God that's afar off, but he's a God that is nigh to us, that is near to us, and that's important. Have a look also at Psalm 6, verse 2. This is once again in this principle of helping the sick, to teach them to look to God as their healer. to look to God as their healer. And Psalm 6, verse 2, let's look at that one first of all. Psalm 6 and verse 2. Psalm 6 verse 2, you can see that David cries out to the Lord. He says, "Have mercy upon me, O Lord, for I am weak. Heal me, for my bones are vexed." Now, if you look at various other parts of Scripture, including in the New Testament, when people said to Jesus, "Have mercy upon me," and they were sick or infirm or had something wrong with their body, God's mercy includes healing. There is healing mercy available to his people. And so we see here that David is calling out to the Lord. He's seeking the Lord, isn't he? And he's looking to the Lord. He's saying, "Have mercy upon me, O Lord, for I am weak." Okay, so if you're weak, if you're not feeling well, what should you be doing? You should be reaching out to the Lord, shouldn't you? Reaching out to the Lord. "For I am weak, O Lord, heal me." There's a petition that you can ask the Lord of. "For my bones are vexed." So we see, and the Bible's very clear in many areas, that healing and health is God's will for his people. It's God's will for his people. Look also at Psalms 30 verse 2. Psalm 30 verse 2. So the principle of look to God as the healer, as the source of health and healing, is a very important principle for the people of God. Psalm 30 verse 2. It says, "O Lord, my God, I cried unto thee, and thou hast healed me." Isn't that a good statement? "I cried unto thee, and thou hast healed me." So here we see that David has learned to cry unto the Lord, to seek the Lord, even before going to physicians. In fact, the first thing you should do before going to a physician and seeking them is to seek the Lord, to cry out to the Lord, and seek to him as the healer. Look to God as the healer. "O Lord my God," so he's confessing that God is his Lord. "O Lord my God, I cried unto thee, and thou hast healed me." Isn't that wonderful? That's a wonderful thing. Glory to God. The third and the last principle I want to go through is that healing and health is provided through Christ. Healing and health is provided through Christ. Let's have a look at 3 John 2. We know this one very well. We'll look at verses 1 and 2 of 3 John. So 3 John, verses 1 and 2. And it says, "The elder unto the well-beloved Gaius, whom I love in the truth." God's word is truth, remember. "Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth." You know, your soul isn't going to prosper unless you look into the Word, allow that Word to get into your heart. As we said before, and the book of Proverbs talks about it, that we want God's Word to be in the midst of our heart. And then we praise the Lord because his words are life unto them that find them, and health to all their flesh. So it's health to our flesh. And that's a prospering soul. That's a prospering soul. And John is talking about, in the truth, "I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth." In fact, verse 3 says, "For I rejoice greatly when the brethren came and testified of the truth that is in thee." God's word is truth, remember. "Even as thou walkest in the truth." So here are people that have the truth in them and then conforming in their walk to the truth of God as well. Praise the Lord. So healing and health is provided through Christ, and we see that through the Word of God. This is part of the gospel that must be preached, and the sick need to hear this. Galatians 3, verses 13 and 14. Let's have a look at that. Galatians 3, verses 13 and 14. So Galatians 3, 13 and 14 is a very important one to understand what Christ has done for his people, what Christ has done for his people in terms of dealing with that curse that came about through sin. It says, Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. So we see here, other scriptures tell us that we have redemption by the blood of Christ, by his blood. That's the blood of God, God manifest in the flesh. And he purchased us. And through that redemption, we see Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. And that's very important because that's a substitutionary event that happened on the cross. That is, he was made a curse for us. Verse 14 tells us that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ. That blessing might come on us. Now, what's in the blessing of God? Well, it's certainly not sickness and disease and infirmity. It's certainly not poverty and all types of traps and so on and disasters. But what's in the blessing? Well, the blessing is, as we've read, prosperity and healing. And as we seek the Lord through his word and understand that the provision is made through the redemption of the Lord Jesus Christ, then we can see that we should be seeing and believing that healing and health is provided through Christ. And that's what it says there in verse 14, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, through what he has done. He has paid the price of redemption for us. Glory to God. That's something for us to understand. And Matthew 8, verse 17, and I'll finish with this particular scripture. We see Matthew 8, 17 is the Holy Ghost giving us what he communicated through Isaiah 53 and explaining to us what the Lord Jesus Christ did. Matthew 8, verse 17. Now we know the scripture in 1 Peter that talks about that by the stripes of Jesus we were healed. And we see here in Matthew 8, verse 17, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, himself, that's Jesus, took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. Praise the Lord. Because he became a curse for us. And if he took that, we should be looking to him, because healing and health has been provided through him. And that's a good thing, to look to him for that healing and health. Praise God. So the Lord has shown us through the scriptures that we can help the sick by first of all getting them to understand that sickness is part of the curse and that there is judgment upon sin. Get them to understand that. Secondly, to see that men and women should look to God as the healer, primarily. Look to God as the healer. And that's not saying that medicines and doctors and physicians cannot be used of God. Obviously they can be, but we must always look to God as the healer and commit these things to him as we go into in our life. And of course the third thing that should be made clear in helping the sick is to point them to Christ, and that healing and health is provided through the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord.